Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, January 27th, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a slightly higher open, having moved into positive territory recently, with S&P futures up around 0.2% just before 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, the U.S. dollar is stronger, Treasury yields are higher at the short end. Globally, JGBs as well as Aussie and New Zealand bonds were under pressure overnight. European bond yields are also playing catch-up after the move up in the U.S. curve on Wednesday. WTI blends are lower, precious metals are down, industrial metals higher, cryptocurrencies lower. The majority of the focus is on yesterday's FOMC meeting. The policy statement appeared to validate views of a March rate liftoff, and with Chair Powell not ruling out a more aggressive rate hike path, futures are pricing in more than 4 rate increases in 2022. This led to risk-off, especially in Asia, which saw sharp losses across the region. European equity markets are trading lower, but are currently off their worst levels. The FOMC statement and subsequent press conference revealed it is likely to hike interest rates and will begin reducing its balance sheet significantly shortly after. The Fed pointed to persistent inflation and a strong labor market, and although the announcements were widely expected, Chair Powell's comment that the Fed has, quote, quite a bit of room, end quote, to raise interest rates before it would harm the economy, was interpreted as hawkish after he refused to rule out a more aggressive rate hike path than had been priced in by the market. On the macro data front overnight, New Zealand inflation came in hotter than expected, with CPI rising at its fastest rate since 1990. Markets are now fully pricing in an RBNZ rate hike next month. Australian terms of trade shrank in Q4 amid volatile iron ore prices. China industrial profit growth slowed further in December as downstream producers faced operational pressures. And in Germany, February GFK consumer confidence was better than expected. On today's U.S. macro calendar, weekly initial jobless claims, December durable orders, advance Q4 GDP, followed by December pending home sales. In corporate news overnight, Reuters said China Evergrande aims to deliver a restructuring proposal within 6 months, but that some bondholders said they were disappointed by a 25-minute call with creditors late Wednesday, saying it lacked insight. And Bloomberg reported the China government was considering breaking up Evergrande to contain the crisis. In M&A news, citing people familiar with the matter, the Wall Street Journal reports Diem Association will sell its assets to Silvergate Capital for $200 million. In notable movers, Netflix is indicating higher in the pre-market after Pershing Square reportedly purchased over 3 million shares. A letter from Bill Ackman noted the company started buying on Friday. Another big slate of earnings today. Among the notable names reporting pre-open, Valero Energy, Tractor Supply, T. Rowe Price Group, Northrop Grumman, McDonald's, MasterCard, Southwest Airlines, Danaher, and Comcast. Apple, Western Digital, Visa, Mondelez, Juniper Networks, and Eastman Chemical are among the names reporting after the close. As mentioned, Asian equities finished sharply lower across the region. Technology-heavy exchanges underperformed, but the sell-off was across sectors and enough to tip several benchmarks into a correction or bear market. China's CSI 300 is down more than 20% from its February 2021 high after today's drop. The Hang Seng, already in a bear market, was also sharply lower again today. Korea extended its peak-to-trough fall to more than 20%. Australia's ASX and New Zealand's NZX 50 are both now in correction, with both down around 11% from 52-week highs. European equity markets are lower but off their worst levels. The technology sector continues recent weakness, but banks are benefiting from higher rates. In regards to the Russia-Ukraine situation, the ECB has warned lenders with significant exposure to Russia to prepare for the impact of sanctions and wants details of how banks would handle different scenarios. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Thursday, January 27th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.